Hello, everyone. Today we continue our series on the Rambam's Sefer HaMitzvos with the 22nd mitzvah, the mitzvah to guard the Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam says that much like any other palace where guards are stationed both inside and outside the structure during the night to guard it, so too there is a mitzvah for there to be guards both on the inside and outside of the Beis HaMikdash structure throughout the entire evening. And the Rambam clarifies that when it comes to a king's palace, there are genuinely issues of security. We don't want people attacking, we don't want people breaking in, and that's the reason why we have guards. That reason is not so relevant for the Beis HaMikdash, because we're not concerned about that. Hashem himself guards the Beis HaMikdash. That being said, the Rambam believes that a product or a result of those guards is not only to protect the structure or to protect the palace, but it's also to show kavod, to demonstrate kavod, and to catalyze awe for the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, the Rambam says that the point of this mitzvah of having guards is not for the protection of the Beis HaMikdash, but to inspire awe and to give kavod to the Beis HaMikdash by having guards throughout the evening. The Rambam says that this mitzvah is incumbent on Kohanim and Levim. The Gemara and Mishnayos that talk about this say that the Kohanim are supposed to be standing inside the Beis HaMikdash and guarding, and the Levim are supposed to be standing outside the Beis HaMikdash and guarding. Now, one of the questions that many of the later rabbis dealt with is whether this mitzvah applies nowadays. And at first glance, we would say, well, no. The whole point of the mitzvah is to guard the Beis HaMikdash. And unfortunately, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash right now, so there's nothing to guard. And that is, in fact, the opinion of the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch says that even though, as we mentioned last week, there is a mitzvah to be in awe of the Beis HaMikdash, even if the Beis HaMikdash is not really around, because it is not the physical structure of the Beis HaMikdash that we are in awe of, but it is the presence of Hashem, the Shekhinah, and that has never left. That sanctified the very ground of the Temple Mount in the area of the Beis HaMikdash. And so therefore, we're supposed to be in awe of that area even when the Beis HaMikdash is no longer there. However, the Minchas Chinuch says, even if you believe that, the mitzvah of guarding the Beis HaMikdash is not guarding a theoretical building. It's guarding a physical building. And unfortunately, since we do not have the physical building of the Beis HaMikdash, there is no longer any mitzvah for that until the Beis HaMikdash will once again be rebuilt very soon, God willing. The Avnei Nezer, however, the first Sakachava Rebbe, had a different opinion, at least in theory. So he was writing a letter, a tshuva, a responsa, to a chassid who was living in Yerushalayim at the time. And this chassid was a very big Talmud Chacham, and he was trying to argue that the mitzvah of guarding the Beis HaMikdash is still around, even if the Beis HaMikdash is no longer around. So the Avnei Nezer has some disputes with him regarding methodology, of halachic methodology of trying to prove it, but he ends up agreeing that theoretically there would still be a mitzvah to guard the Beis HaMikdash, even though the Beis HaMikdash is no longer around. He said, because you, again, have to ask yourself, what exactly are they guarding the Beis HaMikdash from? Now, the Rambam said that we're not actually concerned for security purposes. It's to create honor. But nevertheless, the guards are supposed to be guarding people from doing something. So one possibility is to guard people from coming in to steal things or to damage things. Now that concern is no longer relevant because there's no physical structure. However, if we believe that this mitzvah is connected to the mitzvah to be in awe of the Beis HaMikdash and to treat the Beis HaMikdash with respect, and that mitzvah is still binding even nowadays, the Avnei Nezer says that theoretically the role of these guards could be to prevent people from entering areas on the Temple Mount where they're not supposed to be, because that halacha is still in effect. Non-Kohanim can't go into certain areas. Non-Levium can't go into certain areas. Non-Jews are not allowed in certain areas. People that are Tame, people that are impure, are not allowed into certain areas. And as we said last week also, even if you are allowed into certain areas, you have to act in a certain way. You can't wear certain clothing. You can't wear, use like a hiking stick or carry around a money belt. So there are certain halachos that dictate behavior. And the role of these guards was to demonstrate honor, to help people appreciate the awe and reverence of the Beis HaMikdash, so they wouldn't do anything. They wouldn't go into places where they're not supposed to. They wouldn't wear things that they're not supposed to. They shouldn't act in certain ways that they're not supposed to. And that, the Avnei Nezer says, is still relevant. Therefore, theoretically, the mitzvah of guarding the Beis HaMikdash applies even nowadays. However, he does backtrack and say that there might be technical issues to fulfilling this mitzvah, namely because nowadays we are all tamei, unfortunately, and so therefore the Kohanim, which are supposed to be guarding it inside the Beis HaMikdash, might not be allowed to go into areas that they're supposed to be to guard. And on the Levium side of things, even though the Levium are outside that area, so the impurity won't be an issue, nevertheless, historically, it was dictated by David and then his son Shlomo, and then in future generations, that certain families of Levium would do guard duty and would have different shifts. And if it wasn't your turn, or that wasn't your job role, then you weren't supposed to guard the Beis HaMikdash at all. You had a different job. You were a musician, or you did something else. And so nowadays, unfortunately, we don't have records. We don't have historical records. And so therefore, until Mashiach comes and the Sanhedrin or the King Mashiach decides to legislate differently, we have to abide by the old system of Levium roles, and since we don't know them, it would also be difficult to figure out who is supposed to do the guarding. One can disagree with the Avnei Nezer's arguments, but at least the Avnei Nezer said theoretically the mitzvah would apply, and for technical reasons it would be difficult to do it. But perhaps if you would disagree with some of the assumptions of the Avnei Nezer, you could say that maybe Kohanim, or at the very least Levium, who are guarding the Beis HaMikdash or Har HaBayis, or the Temple Mount in general, they are in fact fulfilling, at least to a certain extent, or at the very least, the spirit of the law of guarding the Beis HaMikdash. And so if you're a Kohen, or especially if you're if you're a Levi in these IDF or in the Israeli security forces and you are guarding Har HaBayis, then perhaps an argument can be made that not only are you fulfilling the mitzvah of protecting Eretz Yisrael, protecting the Jewish people, protecting Bnei Yisrael, you're also fulfilling the mitzvah of guarding the Beis HaMikdash. And Mirtz Hashem, hopefully very soon we will merit to fulfill the mitzvah with the actual structure of the Beis HaMikdash, with Kohanim and Levium, and fulfill the mitzvah with all its entirety very soon. Have a wonderful week.